Millions of white-collar workers in the United States will effectively get a raise by the end of the year under new Department of Labor rules announced Tuesday. According to the Economic Policy Institute, 12.5 million middle-class salaried workers stand to benefit from the new rules. Many are women, people of color, or workers without advanced degrees. Working overtime used to result in a nice little paycheck bump at the end of the week and could help make an otherwise inadequate paycheck sufficient. But that's changed over time as inflation has exceeded wage hikes and as employers have increasingly moved hourly workers to lower middle-class level salaries, making them ineligible for overtime pay.
The rule we're announcing today is going to try to put things back together a little bit, updating the overtime protections for millions of workers.
At a press event in Ohio, Vice President Joe Biden explained the new rules make fewer salaried workers exempt from overtime pay. The rules affect low-end salaried supervisors and managers who currently don't qualify for overtime if they make more than $23,660 a year. That's the equivalent of $455 per week or $11.37 an hour. Yet many work long hours, effectively lowering their hourly pay rate, sometimes even below the minimum wage. Simply put, they work 50, 60, even 70 hours, but get paid for 40. Under the new rules, the salary threshold is nearly doubled, making millions more workers eligible for overtime pay. Vice President Biden also predicted a boost to the economy.
There's $12 billion more dollars over the next 10 years will go into the economy to people who will spend it all, who will spend it all. If I gave another $12 billion tax break over 10 years to people making over $1 million a year, whether they deserved it or not, if that happened, they're not going to go out and spend that immediately. They save it. They invest it in. They don't go out and spend it. But this means there's going to be more people working at the soda fountain, more people at the movie theater, more people at the beauty salon. It means people are going to go spend this money. Because let me tell you something. If you're making $25,000, $35,000 a year, you don't have any disposable income after you meet your basic needs. So all this goes back in the economy.
Tuesday, a coalition of business groups appealed to Congress in a letter urging lawmakers to block the new rules. They say workers will lose benefits that go along with their salaried positions, like flex time and health care. The overtime rules fall under the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, which has been updated on occasion to raise the threshold, but has not kept up with inflation. The new rules will be automatically indexed to adjust for inflation and take effect December 1st, just weeks before President Obama leaves office. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.